What's going on, everybody? This is your boy Camrock 34. So today I purchased a 3DS. I guess I'll go through my launch day experience and a couple little thoughts. So when I got my tax refund, I set aside the money for the system. So price wasn't really that big of an issue to me. I had it sitting there. I wanted it, and there really wasn't too much that was going to change my mind. I mean, I thought Zelda was going to be a launch title, but, you know, whatever. I wanted to be on the ground floor. That's just the kind of techie that I am. I like to be first, you know. So I thought about either not requesting the day off, but when I saw that I was opening, I almost asked to start a little bit late so that I could buy it. Then I thought that we weren't going to have it. I work at Costco. So a lot of times Costco doesn't get stuff like that, video games and some technology stuff right away. It takes a little while because usually they'll bundle it up with something. So I had been checking in the system in the weeks prior, and I couldn't find the game. I went on Costco.com and they had it, but there was no item number for me to check in the system in the store. So I knew we were getting the game, but I just didn't know if we were going to have the system off the bat. So yesterday I had somebody who works in the department check for me. So yeah, you know, we're going to get 48 in, blah, blah, blah. So I was like, oh man, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Now, the thing about Costco is that every day, especially on the weekends, they try and open the doors up a couple minutes early so they can beat that little first rush. Now, when you open, usually you go around the back, whatever, to get in. But I waited at the front for them to open it up, hoping that, I mean, at the very latest, they would open up on time to where I have my 3-minute window to clock in. So they ended up opening the doors at about 9:55. So I went in with the opening crowd, grabbed my little placard for the system, went up to the register, boom, bam. The price for the system is $249.99 retail. Costco has it for $259.99, and that came with the top and bottom screen protector, along with a carrying case for the 3DS. So for the price, it's awesome. And plus, I recommend that any gamer purchase their gaming consoles and software from Costco, because of the fact that Costco, unlike other places, will take things back. I've seen people return Xboxes 3 to 5 years after purchasing them just to upgrade the system. Man, when the Slim came out, I saw so many launch or close to launch Xbox 360s come back so people could buy a Slim, and they had, you know, hundreds left over. Ridiculous. Belligerent, as the guy from All Worked Up would say. Along with that, I wanted to future-proof myself, because at some point, I know they're going to come out with some type of 3DS Lite or 3DS bundle or with the awesome color, whatever. And I could always, you know, do my thing, take it back, and, you know, get the money and buy it again. So, yeah. But, so I got it on my first, threw it in my locker. On my first break, I popped that baby out, set it up, and I played Face Raiders. I took a couple pictures of people in the break room, played Face Raiders, and, you know, for that 15 minutes, even though I'm already one of the coolest people in the warehouse, I was the man, because I'm playing games on the 3DS, you know. Everybody wanted to be my friend, get on my shoulder, see what's going on, check it out. So, yeah, and for that reason, that's why people do that. I was completely validated in my being on the bandwagon. Everybody loved me. Everybody loved me for 5 minutes because they wanted to see it. And that's why we do what we do, to get that gratification of saying, hey, look at me. I got the cool new toy. The games, you know, I ordered Street Fighter, Super Street Fighter 4 3D from Amazon, because there was a coupon or $10 off for like a future 3DS game. So I knew I wasn't going to be giving the game back, so I went ahead and did it that way. So, I've only played the Face Raiders, haven't played the VR games, but, yeah, holla at your boy. Later.